You're listening to Full Time. My name's Matt Jones, and we've all seen the sad, sad news of what has happened at Leicester City over the last couple of days with their chairman and a few other people in a helicopter accident as well. And sadly, he has passed away. So to get the latest on this news and also talk about why he was so important to the people of Leicester and the club of Leicester City as well, I'm joined by Owen Palmer-Atkin, who's the Leicester City presenter for BBC Radio Leicester. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matty.
Great to have you on under really sad circumstances, though. First of all, can you just explain to us why this chairman was so important to Leicester City? Because we've seen such an outpouring of grief over the last 48 hours and not a bad word said against him.
No, and that's because he and his son, Top, are loved unconditionally by Leicester City fans. And there are so many reasons as to why. First and foremost, when they bought the club back in 2010, they were humble men who came in. They didn't change anything. We've seen it with so many different owners, haven't we, where the likes of Cardiff City, the shirt colour was changed. The likes of Hull City, where they tried to change their name to the Hull Tigers. There's never been anything like that at Leicester City under the ownership of the Sriwat and Aprapar family, because they are simply just good people, good, honest people who every now and then, and when it's the chairman's birthday, they will give out donuts. They will give out a pint for every Leicester City fan. I've been to away games before as a fan where they, as you've walked in, there have been tokens where you can get £5 off your food. And it's these small tokens and these small things that don't create a big hole in the pockets of billionaires that mean so much to fans. Little things like upgrading the fan store, and they've just promised to pay £100 million to build a brand new training facility at Leicester City, which is going to make, it's going to bring Leicester up to the likes of Manchester City in terms of their training facilities. And of course, Leicester City were under the ownership of this particular family when they were 5,000-1 winners of the Premier League title, and that alone would have stolen the hearts of any Leicester City fan. But it's all the little bits in between that truly join up how important this family is to Leicester City and how important Vichai was to the Foxes fans. And I think that's been reflected in, you know, the amount of bouquets of flowers and scarves and shirts that have been left outside the King Power Stadium today.
Yeah, they've been really moving images and footage of what's happening outside the King Power Stadium, with so many people coming to pay tribute to a man who clearly not only brought the club of Leicester together and took them on an incredible journey, but the city of Leicester as well. I've read a number of tweets and articles as well about the work he's done for charity within the city as well, which I guess is something that anyone would applaud.
Yep, he's donated millions upon millions of pounds to children's hospitals, but he's also donated money where he hasn't received the limelight. We heard from the Leicester City Club Ambassador, Alan Birchnell, today. You know, there are sums of money he has donated to other charities that he hasn't asked for the limelight. You know, that's the kind of man he is, and he comes from a part of the world where loyalty and humility and humbleness are something that are valued really, really highly. And that's exactly the sort of words you use to describe Vichai and the way he's gone about his business at Leicester City. And it's little things as well. The players were never far away from a teddy bear's picnic at the Leicester Royal Infirmary and at the Glenfield Hospital as well. You know, that they're the sort of things that, any billionaire could donate £1 million and take all the credit for it. But by getting his players to go and make a real difference to people's lives, and also donating those sums of money and not wanting to have the limelight put on him, is a real show of character. And it's not just things like that as well. He completely wiped the club of £100 million worth of debt, and he bought the stadium. So even though he may have passed on, he's left the club in an extremely better place than when he took it on, where there was millions and millions of pounds worth of debt. And it really does go to show, and this is something that we've tried to echo all through the day, that against West Ham on Saturday, the biggest talking point was the fact that Jamie Vardy might be on the bench, and people were looking at Claude Puel and wondering whether he'd still be the Foxes' boss this morning. And it just proves that football is just a game, but at the same time, it is just so, so, so much more than that.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm talking to Owen Palmer-Atkin, who is the BBC Radio Leicester presenter after, of course, the sad helicopter accident that took place after Leicester's game this weekend on Saturday night. Brilliant tributes have been pouring in. The one from Kasper Schmeichel, I think, is the one that has resonated the most with thousands of people. It's been retweeted 37,000 times on Twitter, and he's saying, you know, I've never met a man like him. So hardworking, so dedicated, so passionate, so kind, so generous in the extreme. Had time for everybody, and you touched everyone. This is a guy who has left a quite phenomenal legacy. And you mentioned, actually, the debt that he wiped, and people forget kind of the trouble that Leicester were in at the kind of turn of the decade between 2009-10, when they were down in League One at one point. They were in millions of pounds worth of debt, and getting back to the Premier League looked unlikely, let alone winning a Premier League title. And under this guy's stewardship, that's what they've been able to deliver.
Completely. In 2004, the club was in administration. They couldn't afford to pay their bills, and you know, that the players were paying out of their own pocket to keep, you know, the tea lady on. That's the situation Leicester City were in when they were in administration. Then when they went down to League One, it was, you know, it was the first time they'd ever been relegated outside of English football's top two divisions, and they fought back and under the ownership of Vijay Srivatsanaprabha, they've really made strides to make sure that never happens again. They've never put the club at risk. It's always been, we build from the bottom up. So if something does fall, we've got something to fall back on. And taking the club to the heights of the Premier League winning season, you know, it was the season before when it was the greatest ever escape. They were bottom of the table for over 100 days and they stayed up. And, you know, those were heady days in themselves for modest Leicester City fans who had spent the last few seasons in the Championship and in League One. And then to go on and win the Premier League, and then to have that fantastic season in the Champions League as well, where they made the quarterfinals, where every game, there are the clappers on every single seat. That costs somewhere between £10,000 and £12,000 every single game. And there's a real community feel in the club. And you look at some of the pictures that are emerging today, and the most recent ones of his son Ayoat, who is known more fondly as Top around Leicester City, with Vijay's wife as well, you know, putting a wreath down. A Leicester City fan has put a Premier League trophy replica in front of a huge portrait that was erected by the club overnight of the chairman, and the floral tributes. That it's just so impressive. And another impressive thing is the way that football's come together on this one. If you were to head down to the King Power Stadium, there are Juventus shirts, there are Everton shirts, there are Valencia shirts, there are Warsaw, Aston Villa, you name it. There's a club shirt in there as well. Even Nottingham Forest and Derby County fans coming together and putting down bouquets of flowers and a Forest and a Derby shirt. Now, normally, that wouldn't be something that would ever happen. But when something like this happens, the whole of football really does come together and unite.
Certainly does. And it's a measure of the man, it's a measure of the family, and a measure of the legacy that he leaves behind that, as you've already touched on, we see a lot of owners come into English football and not really understand what they're doing, maybe using a football club as a toy or as a way to enhance their ego or their reputation. And this guy just came in and did it because he loved football, and he clearly loved the city of Leicester as well. And that is probably the biggest tribute you could pay to him in a footballing sense.
Yeah, exactly. He loved Leicester and not just the football club. You know, he was given an honorary degree from De Montfort University and I believe Leicester University as well. He was constantly, you would be able to see him on a match day. He doesn't, during the Champions League days, he didn't walk around the streets of Madrid and Bruges of, you know, it, with bodyguards around him. He wanted to interact with the fans. He never said no to a picture with any fan, never said no to signing anything, would often be giving things to kids as well, like small fox toys. These are just the small gestures that mean so much they really do mean so much to your normal Leicester City, your normal football fans, because this guy could buy anything. He paid extra millions of pounds to get his own private jet quicker because he wanted it. You know, this is a guy who had the cash to do that, but he used it in a way to make so many people happy. I left my own shirt because I'm a Leicester boy, and I went and I left my own shirt down on the mural where all these floral decorations are being left last night, and I wrote on that shirt, "Thank you for allowing us to dream," because that's exactly what he did.
He certainly did, and it leaves such a huge hole at Leicester City as well. And I'm sure the goodwill, the messages, and the mourning will go on for a few more days, if not weeks yet. Owen, thank you for taking the time to speak to us under such sad circumstances.
Thank you.